Classic League Podcast time!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 328 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. Joining me tonight is Kevin. Kevin, how's it going, man?
Hello again. Friend of a friend, forgot the words. Hello, how's it going? It's been a long time. I miss everyone.
Yes, it's going good. I miss everyone too. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. Kevin, you pulled a little joke on me before we started recording. You had said, what is Twitch?
Mm-hmm.
I took it seriously because other people my age that have children that are between the ages of 4 and 8 that really actually had no idea what Twitch was or had heard of it. And their kids play video games all the time. They're into Minecraft and Roadblock and there's like a neighbor, like hide and seek kind of game.
I only know what Twitch is because on PS4 it allowed me to share to it. And I was like, I don't have an account. I don't know what that is. But yeah, otherwise I wouldn't know what Twitch is.
Really? I felt like maybe Amazon knew better because it used to be when I'd go to Amazon, it would like bring up Twitch and stuff after they bought it.
In America.
In America.
Yeah, but Canada, we don't have any of that fun stuff.
Which I am excited to talk to you about the Xbox stuff because of that later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was crazy that parents, like savvy people, you know, some of my best friends had not heard of Twitch. To me, that seemed unbelievable.
TikTok scares the hell out of me, just thinking about that. Wasn't that thing called Musical.ly or something a long time ago?
I thought it was a competitor. I thought Musical.ly was away, and this emerged. Maybe it is the same thing. I don't know.
Because I remember seeing like TikTok videos or Musical.ly on YouTube, like commercials.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
Watching my video. So I remember watching that, and there was a video of like a... Because, you know, it's for young kids. And then they'd show, like, young kids dancing. And I'm like, what is this? What am I doing? What's going on
cuties
here?
Cuties or something? Okay.
No, not cuties. I've heard about that controversy, too, but I don't know. I'm not going to... It's not a hill for me.
We're not talking about that stuff anymore.
No.
I was just shocked. To me, in my little bubble, you know, it was a good example of me being in a bubble. When I say none of my friends outside of the internet play video games, or they know I do this, but they think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't talk about games. I don't talk about what I've been playing. It just never comes up. So it just blows my mind. They never heard of Twitch. I'm like, that's like not hearing of YouTube in my mind, but clearly.
Yeah. I've never watched a Twitch video ever. So
that doesn't shock me. Like, that's not like, oh, crazy. But, like, I've heard of, I don't know, like, what something kids are into. Like, I don't know, Baby Shark or whatever. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. So I took it seriously. I thought maybe you didn't. I thought there was actually a chance that maybe you didn't know what Twitch was.
No, I know. I just don't use it.
Yeah. I'm not much of a... Oh, speaking of Twitch, we now are broadcasting... I figured out how to do the restream thing. So,
sweet.
We now broadcast on Twitch and YouTube. So if you'd like to watch us live, we normally do this on Wednesdays, most Wednesdays, or sometimes Thursdays, around 8:30 p.m., 8:45 Eastern time.
Yeah. Thank God we're in the same time zone.
Oh, thank God. Blessing. Although, you know, Dustin was only one time zone over, which was pretty easy. We only had a few mix-ups early on.
Okay. Which,
speaking of Dustin, he bought that Castlevania thing that Dumbass sent us. That Rebirth.
Oh, yeah. From that website?
Yeah, so he bought a physical copy of it. And
oh, cool. Is that what you showed me?
Yeah, so that was Dustin that sent me that photo.
I thought it was a cassette tape. Cassette tape, CD disc.
Well, whatever. It was a physical something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, Dustin sent that to me. It was awesome. Yeah. So I don't know what his thoughts of the game are, other than it's weird to see it like zoomed out or whatever. So I'll have to check back in. But he did text me that he went ahead and bought it. So Dumez, He certainly thought enough of it to buy it.
Oh, that's cool. So that means Dustin listens.
No, it doesn't. I texted him about it. It was like, hey, Dumbass wants you to review this.
Oh, gotcha.
It'd be awesome if you check it out. I don't think Dustin listens. I hope he does. Maybe he does.
I listen to you, man.
I don't know.
10 years.
Yeah. But do we want to talk about TV before we get into video games?
Sure. What have you been watching?
You have Cobra Kai in the notes.
Oh, yeah. Just want to say it's awesome. I got into it. My brother called me and told me, hey, you know Cobra Kai? And I'm like, I know of it. He's like, well, watch the show. And I'm like, I don't want to go on YouTube Red because that's where it premiered like 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, YouTube Red? What the fuck are you doing, YouTube Red? And he's like, no, it's on Netflix. I'm like, oh. So I gave it a shot, and I thought I didn't watch Karate, or sorry, I thought I didn't remember Karate Kid because I watched it years ago.
Okay.
And Karate Kid and the Goonies and E.T. all blended into one 80s movie that I couldn't tell apart if you, like, wax on, wax off, as far as I could remember was from the Goonies.
Okay.
So, like, you know, they all kind of just blurred together into one 80s mush. And so watching it, they have a lot of flashbacks to the Karate Kid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I absolutely know Karate Kid. Like, I've watched it years ago, but yeah, they do a good job with bringing you back. And it's just a fun show. It's stupid. It's not like the greatest thing that you have to watch. But if you like the 80s and you like Karate Kid, watch Cobra Kai. It's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. I am a YouTube premium, YouTube Red back then person. Because I got into the Google Play Music beta for $8 a month, which was awesome. And then they tacked that on to it. So I'm still paying $8 a month for it. But now they've converted me over to YouTube Music, which was actually surprisingly good as a streaming service. You can still upload your music. It's nice. So I watched Cobra Kai a long time ago. I loved it, but I haven't watched season two yet. I've only watched episode
two. I'm still on season one. It's so much fun. And the music and the credits, it's great. It's so good.
It couldn't have been done any better.
Yeah. And from, like, the other perspective, and, like, it's just so smart the way they like, it's just good. It's good.
It's good.
It's well done. For a Karate Kid spinoff TV show, it did great.
Absolutely. It deserves the accolades and the hype it's getting. All right. Well, lately we've been starting off the show with talking about new releases that we see on Metacritic's page. There's a couple of standouts for me, at least.
There is, yeah.
So I don't know, Kevin. I don't know. Why don't you pick a standout? Now I'll follow one up.
All right. Well, first off, there's a Project Cars 3. I didn't know there was a Project Cars 2. So
okay, there is.
You know, that came out. There is one game that came out that I was surprised that came out when it came out, and that's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. The bundle. I was like, man, I can't wait for this game to come out next year. Mm-hmm. And it was already out. And it was a little bit more, watch your step. All right. Did you play that? Did you care about Tony Hawk at all?
No, but I really appreciate it. I've played some Tony Hawk, you know, at friends' places and whatnot. But I love hearing how great this is. Tony Hawk fans are loving this.
Really? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they from all like well, in my bubble again, who thinks that Twitch is common knowledge? my good buddy Matt, he's been really enjoying it, and the Bombcast have been talking about how it's great.
And the trailer shows Tony Hawk on the first warehouse level. Actually skating. I'm like, oh, that's wicked. I didn't know that was a real place.
Well, did you know that they also they have all the skaters from Tony Skater Pro Hawk 1 and 2, but they're current ages now. So it's Tony Hawk in his 50s.
Oh, that's wicked.
Yeah,
and the new
skaters are like, so everyone's their real age in the game.
Yeah. Is Rodney Mullen still in? Because that's my favorite guy.
I'm going to say yes.
I don't have it.
This is a game though that I'm gonna put when I see a great deal on it.
Yeah,
I think it's like $40 only. Maybe is that
60 right? Canada, but yeah, $40.
Okay, yeah. Oh, sorry, that's a phenomenal price. If I see it for 15, 20, That's going to be the pull the trigger.
Wasn't there already a remastered of Tony Hawk on Xbox Live?
I think so.
Right? And you can use your, not your Miis, your avatar to skate as well?
That's, that does not sound familiar, but,
because I'm pretty sure I reviewed it.
Then from Activision. You would know better than me, man. I don't know.
I just want to say that I reviewed games back in the day.
I was a real. If you got a code, it was definitely a 10 out of 10.
Oh, it was 11. 11 out of 10.
I think it's awesome that it sounds like, yeah, by all accounts, it's a fantastic remake.
Yeah.
So.
The other game that came out, which I was surprised. Well, I haven't heard anything about Tony Hawk. I haven't heard anyone talk about it. That's why I was like, ugh.
Well, what do you
but I also don't.
You need to hang out with the cool kids like me.
What do I listen to? Just this podcast and another podcast I do separately that I just record by myself to myself. Okay. And the other game that came out that was, again, also this one I heard good things about was Marvel Avengers. The beta came out and people were not liking it. Because it was a beta and it's online and you can only have one Hulk. And from what I've heard, I haven't actually played the game. I downloaded the beta and went, I'm going to try this, and completely forgot about it. So I never played it. I've heard it was the best Marvel game so far. And Spider-Man doesn't come out till next year. Remember, he was exclusive to PS4. He doesn't come out till 2021. And I'm like, I don't want to touch the game by then. Oh, I'll wait until then to buy the game. It's stupid.
Heard that's maybe the way to go. I don't know if you heard.
It's a little. Oh, is it a little short?
I heard it is.
Oh, is it a little short? But it's a multiplayer game too, right?
Sure. I don't. You know what? I'm totally talking out of my ass. I did hear it was short, but I don't know. I can't even take my word for it because I can't even confirm that it's a major multiplayer. I think it is, but
I remember people complaining about the multiplayer, but what the hell do I know? I haven't played it yet. I'll play it. I mean, you know, I'm not waiting in line. Like,
I don't even see it on the Metacritic list. Lip about it. What's it, what's it scoring at?
Oh, I'll let you know as soon as I go back to it, because I was scrolling up. It is, I can just, Control-Alt. Where the fuck did it go?
What game?
I don't know. What, I find what, it out,
what's it even out on?
PS4, yeah, I think it's everything.
Is it out? I don't even see it on my list.
It's there. It's okay. There. It's there somewhere. It is on released in. I'm killing time because I fucked. September 1st. It came out last week.
Oh, okay. PlayStation. That's what I'm with.
Yeah.
And Re-Reckoning. That kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was a remake of the game that no one played, right?
I wouldn't say no, but Gooch really liked it. It actually reminds me a lot of Gooch.
I bought this game twice. I played it zero times.
I've heard it's very good, and it's got a very fascinating story behind it. I mean, behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the MMO.
Oh, like, behind the scenes.
My understanding is that this game was pretty successful, but the mismanagement of the MMO is what tanked the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
But yeah, it's a wild story that I'll get wrong, so I won't get too into it. But I heard it was an awesome game. I remember Gooch really liked it a lot, and I hold his opinion quite highly.
Well, I may have bought it because of Gooch, because I bought it on 360 physical, and then I bought it on digital PS3 for like $3. I'm like, I'll try this game, and never played it. I just like burning money. I'm like, you know this money? Fuck it. I'm like the Joker in The Dark Knight. I'm just like, it means nothing. Like, like, what's... It's not about the money.
We buy games. But how many times have you bought it? Also, I didn't know The Outer Worlds was putting out a big, expansion thing.
I saw the DLC for that.
So, that's pretty cool. That also came out. But
Party Hard 2 came out as well for yesterday. Or the 8th, by the time you guys listen to this.
What was it? I'm sorry.
Party Hard 2.
Oh, I don't know that game.
I have Party Hard 1 on PS4, and guess what?
I thought you were going to say on vinyl because Andrew WK.
Ah, yes. Sorry. But yes, I have Party Hard 1 on PS4, and Never played it.
Are you familiar with Hot Shot Racing? Is it?
I'm familiar with Hot Shot Golf.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it is because it's on multiple platforms, but it's getting good scores. Right.
Okay, that's good.
I would like to... I got too drunk at my buddy's house last Saturday and left my Switch over there.
Oh, shit.
I can't, like, be tempted and buy this right now. Yeah, I went to go play some Golf Story last night, and I was like, oh, man. I really hope I didn't leave my Switch in the cab. I was like, I just assumed I left it at my buddy's place, but my cooler made it home. I was like,
all right.
Fuck, Eric. I forgot to confirm. I left my Switch at your house, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, I meant to bring it to you the other day. It's like, oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Suck. Like, leave
the cooler. I brought my Switch to the cottage. You know how many times I checked before I left the cottage to make sure it was there? I brought it for Hannah, and I was like, zzz. Okay, it's there. Close it. Yeah, well, before we left.
Too many soda pops. Get the best of you sometimes. So, but that's it for releases, I guess, this week.
Well, there was two more things. Okay. There was RPG Maker MV. Okay. Which is free on the Switch for some reason.
Okay. That's
cool. So it's an RPG Maker on the Switch, and it's free on the Switch, but it's released on the 4th. It's a new game. Don't know why. I can't confirm that it's still there, but I have it. And Arcade Archives Gemini Wing for PS4, which I'm always down for Arcade Archives. Wow, that's weird to say. Arcade Archives.
That is hard.
Yeah, it is. But those are all the new games that came out. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 are the one I really want to get the bundle. Right. Eventually, one day. One day.
So, does that mean it's time to get into
the news? All right, this is old news, but a lot of this is old news because we missed like 2 weeks and I want to talk about it. Holy shit, Rocket League's going to be free to play.
Woo!
Which is rad because it makes sense for this game to be free to play because I bought it 3 times. And I was almost buying it on the Switch, and then I decided against it, thankfully, because it's going
to
be free to play.
I bought it on the PS4 because I missed it on Gold or the PSN Plus or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I had it for Gold. Oh, so I only bought it once then.
Once?
How many times did I say?
Three.
3 times? I lied. Twice. I bought it twice. I was going to buy it 3 times. But yeah, I bought it on PC. Never played it on PC because my computer blows. But I had it for PS4, and I bought all of the cars, Ghostbusters and all that jazz. But now you won't be using your gamer tag. You will now be using your Epic account, which is what Fortnite does, I think.
Oh.
Somebody does it. Yeah. So I'm wondering if the shit that I bought will transfer over to my Epic account, because that'd be rad.
Probably.
Like Ghostbusters would be on my Switch. Oh, that'd be amazing. I don't have to buy it again.
I would be surprised. But
yes. So they're going to be free to play. They didn't say exactly when. Or did they? I don't know. I didn't really read a lot of things. Between Rocket Pass, competitive seasons, and soon tournaments all happening at the same time within Rocket League, we're streamlining the seasonal schedule. Competitive seasons, competitive tournaments, and Rocket Pass will all follow the same schedule. It all starts when Rocket League goes free to play and Season 1 begins. So whatever the hell that means, I don't know. But that's awesome. It's going to be on the... It's apparently going to be only accessible through the Epic Store. I read somewhere. Maybe I'm making this up, but it's not going to be available on Steam anymore. And that's why you need an Epic account to access the game and use your Epic account to log into the game. And I'm guessing it's going to be cross-play with Switch and PS4. I hope that'd be amazing. It makes sense. And Rocket League is one of the best games ever made in the last decade. And I'm happy to see that it's going free to play. They make so much money. They're like, make it free. Let the peasants have it. And I'm like, yes, I'll take it all. Because I want to play this game. Every so often, I'll like sit on my couch. And I'm like, I want to play Rocket League. And I don't have Xbox or PS Gold Plus anymore. And I'm like, ugh. Fuck. Sucks. I wish I could play without PlayStation Plus. And you can. So you don't even need a PlayStation account or a Nintendo Online account or Xbox Live account. It will be free to play just like Fortnite is. You don't need online services. Those things should go to hell and burn in a handbasket. Thank you.
I probably still won't install it. Reinstall. I'm still done with Rocket League. That game hurt me too much. Yeah, I got too frustrated.
Trick is to constantly suck, and then the bar's so low. So,
I agree with your statement that it is one of the best 10 games in a long time. It is an A plus. It's A plus. It's a fantastic game. Highly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm not ready.
My heart can't. You know what? I can't stand people who don't give something a shot. Like my brother. I tell my brother play Rocket League. He's like, I tried it. I couldn't get the control, so I deleted it. I'm like, no, you gotta keep at it. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta keep trying.
Sure.
The game, like, not every game you like love it right away and it attaches itself to you. Like, once in a while, you get through a thing and you don't feel shit. I forgot I was going with that. Next on the news. So here, Nintendo did a big 35th anniversary direct last week, I believe it was. And again, it's last week, but holy shit, so many things came out that I have to talk about it because it's fucking awesome. So first things first, we were right about the Super Mario 64 remaster. What we didn't expect was that it was going to be bundled into one cartridge. Now, I'm happy about this. I already pre-ordered mine because, oh, okay, first off, are you excited?
Yeah.
All right, then. And that's the end of that conversation.
The FOMO got me. I'm irritated. I have a physical fucking copy getting delivered next Friday. I'm annoyed with it, man. I am.
You're annoyed with it?
Yeah. Because of the whole, like, it's only going to be available for 6 months thing. Like,
that's my problem with
and
it.
And, like,
that bullshit is my problem.
So now all of a sudden, like, you see listings. I'm sure they're actually selling for like $200 for this nonsense on eBay. And honestly, man, it's because I had the other stupid Wii one. I've got the fucking cartridge on Super Nintendo. So my idiot brain's like, eh, go buy it. So I have it. And I don't want the physical copy. I want a digital version.
So that's the other thing.
I'm not going to buy it twice. I want to just play the game whenever I'm holding my Switch. I hate cartridges. You know I'm against them now.
So, I was excited to see this. I didn't expect it to be three games in one, which is cool, and calling it 3D All-Stars is a nice throwback to Super Mario All-Stars. So, I was like, all right, I'll buy it when it, you know, it's on sale or whatever. And I'm like, oh, limited release? Oh, because I want a physical copy of it if it's going to be limited release. Yeah. And then I found out that the digital sale was also limited release. What the fuck is that?
Now, I do think, I mean, most, I've heard this from other people as well. This is not my original thought, but it does make sense that after that 6 months, the games will be available separately. Maybe they'll be like $30 a piece instead of.
But then you wouldn't buy a physical copy.
Physicals, yes, are going to be a limited run. But the artificial end date of the digital version, I think they just are going to split it into different SKUs where you buy each game individually.
I don't know, because they never did it with Metroid Prime on the Wii U. The trilogy was always sold as a trilogy. At first it was $20, then it went up to $60.
Yeah, but did they stop selling it digitally, artificially? This is a different... It's a weird... I can't imagine that they're just going to stop... Selling.
Well, it's Nintendo. They're doing what Disney does, right? Throwing it back in the vault?
I suppose.
Or what Disney used to do. But, I mean, I was happy because I never played Sunshine. And Super Mario 64, like, that's the thing. One out of these three games I actually own. Well, okay, technically two. But, like, I never owned Super Mario 64, the cartridge. I never bought Super Mario 64 on my Wii or my Wii U. But I have the DS version, which I think was the best version because they have four characters and whatever. So that's the version I have. But it doesn't work well with the D-pad on the 3DS. It was just made oddly. Yeah. Super Mario Galaxy is the only game where I own on the Wii. But I haven't played that in a long time, and actually I love that game. So I'm happy with that. And Super Mario Sunshine, I never played. So... I don't know. To me, it's worth it. But at the same time, if they were selling this individually on a virtual console, it'd probably be like $10 each, which would come up to like $30.
It's just a little irritating. Now, aside from all of that, I'm very excited.
Me too. I can't wait. I'm counting down like Christmas.
Like, and you know it's going to happen. You know, maybe I'll end up buying the digital version too. It's going to piss me off.
I just hope Best Buy doesn't fuck it up like they did my Mortal Kombat, where they're like. We sent it there. Why don't you order another one?
I think this is just going to be the cart that I leave in my Switch for a long time. I keep telling myself I'm going to play Breath of the Wild again. That just hasn't been happening. So I'll just play. But these are, I I can't say that I've ever finished 64. I also haven't played Sunshine.
Yeah.
And Galaxy is fantastic.
Galaxy's great. I wish they did Galaxy 2. That's kind of a weird thing that they left out, but I get it's the first 3D adventure game.
It's fine. I agree. I like Galaxy 2 maybe a little more. I liked the Yoshi gimmicks and stuff. But it's just straight up, you know, Galaxy 2 is just an expansion pack, basically.
It is,
But it's great. I love it. I'm pumped for this to come out. I can't wait for that Battle Royale game.
So we're going to go through the list here. The other game that they announced was that, what you're saying, Super Mario 35.
That's going to be cool.
It's just called Super Mario 35, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's like Tetris 99, but with 35 other Mario players, people.
Yeah.
And, sorry, my daughter wanted to go get her stuffy. It's 35 people playing in a game together, and it's cool because it's going to be free, quote-unquote, with the online subscription, or included, and it's like Tetris where the blocks you send goes to another person, but the enemies you send goes to another person. They can send enemies your way. You can have a bunch of enemies on your screen. So it's kind of like NES Remix with other people, but also fucking limited as well.
That I'm okay with. If it's an included little promo thing, that's fine.
I know, but this is like fake, like Nintendo.
I view this entirely differently. I've got zero problems or maybe a petty annoyance that it might go away. Like Tetris 99, I hope they don't take away. I adore that game. From that sentiment, I agree, but this doesn't irk me in that same way as the All-Stars one does. Cause this feels
a
bonus thing.
Just silly.
Yeah, please keep it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know how much shit I'll buy off that? I'll buy so much shit off that if you put, like, DLC on there. Fuck yeah. Why don't we buy Super Mario 2? I don't know how you would do it. The other thing they also released was Super Mario All-Stars on the Nintendo Switch for Super Nintendo, which is awesome because, A, they included something on the SNES stream, whatever it's called, and it's a game that people actually wanted to play. Now, my problem with Super Nintendo, this is my own personal thing, I have a Super NES Mini, and I have this game on the Mini, and I've been wanting to play this game on the Mini because I want to play on the controller because I'm stupid that way. I want to play the SNES game on an SNES. Screw me. But it's on a Switch now, and I'm like, I really like the Super Mario 3 on that version. But whatever, I'll play it both times.
Do you have the 8-bit Do Switch or 8-bit Do? Yeah, Pro Switch controller?
No, I don't. I don't have the other one.
Oh, it's awesome.
I don't know. It's something with the wire. Like, I need the control wired into the Super Nintendo. It's so dumb.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, that's how I prefer to play my emulated games is on the minis now because it just feels right. It's so dumb. I know it's dumb. No, it's on me.
I think whatever vibe, whatever feel you get, I think that's what you need to do.
Like, I'm plugging this in and I'm going to play Super Mario World, for example. And I'm like, why am I setting this up? Why am I putting this wire across the room when I can just play it on the Switch right now, anywhere in the house, as opposed to, like, I don't know. It's something about that old school mentality of mine.
Then maybe you're doing it better. You're more likely to play more of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe more people
and the other game,
like you.
Maybe I don't know.
I'm serious.
Something about sitting in front of with a little system in front of you. It's just, I don't know.
Swing your swing. That's what we say in golf. You know, be comfortable. What's going to get you playing more? That's what you should do.
Yeah. Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. I see what they did there. No, I didn't do anything. I read it wrong. Arriving on Nintendo Switch on February 21st, 2021, which is, again, what we thought was going to happen. They're going to remaster or re-release Super Mario 3D World that was for the Wii U for the Switch with a little bit extra DLC.
3D World's a super great game, too. That's awesome.
I love 3D World.
Yeah, it's
I love the music for that fucking game.
It is very good.
That always puts me back to, like, the Santa Claus Parade, because I got that game for review.
Okay.
And my wife and I were, like, singing it in the store. Like, dun, 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 dun. So good.
Dustin played that a lot, too. Sully, so. Big fans
of Sully. That's awesome.
Yep.
Maybe I'll play with, because I never had a two-player. So maybe I'll play my daughter. No, she's a little bit older.
You absolutely should do that. Is that it for that and, Mario stuff? Or is there any?
Yeah, they released like a Game and Watch and Mario Kart AR. But
you know what? I have no interest in actually obtaining that thing. But the Game and Watch looks sweet. It's a little cool. Game and Watch that plays just Mario. I think just the first NES one.
Yeah,
that's dude. It looked. If you're a hardcore Nintendo collector, what a treat!
Unless it's awesome.
Unless it's a fucking pain in the ass to obtain, you had to, you know. Assuming that's not the case, it's awesome. It looks, it's so cool. Not for me,
yeah, it is,
but super cool.
I'd say the Mario Kart AR. That's awesome. You can like drive a little car around your living room, but it's not for me. But that's it. That's what they released for the 35th anniversary of Mario, which is pretty cool. They could have just, you know, said fuck you, happy anniversary Mario, and then shut the door on us. So something. Something I bought. Something I pre-ordered for $100. I bought the stupid Mario games for $100 because that's how much they cost. Yeah, they're $90.
God, man.
Yep. I love being Canadian. Great. It's awesome.
Doom is now available to play while you're waiting for your pregnancy results.
So this is awesome. I saw this on Twitter and made me instantly think of you with the... how you're pregnant, so congrats. No,
yes.
How you always show me like a video of like someone's like, wow, they got Super Mario 1 running on a fucking record player. And I'm like, who cares? Yeah. Like, gives a shit. But this is really, I mean, it's
stupid.
The joke
is always Doom runs on everything. That's a meme in the PC world.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay, so like I missed that. It's a big meme that like, Doom. Doom runs on everything. But yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly why this tickles that same nerve of mine. I was immediately attracted to this story. I think I saw it on Twitter. I think it was like Jason Lamb or somebody.
I saw the guy who put it on Twitter and I saw that KeenGamer.com had an article about it, so I went with it. It's funny. It's rad. It's stupid and it's cool. It's just like,
but supposedly like a few frames it can play a little bit on 1993's Doom can play on a pregnancy test. A Twitter username Foon has been able to port John Romero's iconic shooter to the most unlikely of formats.
It's all like a pixel monochrome display. It's
I'm going to play it and hopefully keep it muted. I got to watch.
It's just so cool. Well, he said he's not actually playing it. He's playing it back. It wasn't really playing on a pregnancy test. It was a video being played back, not an interactive game. Well, now it is. It's pregnancy test Doom. So never mind. He is playing it.
Yeah.
Somehow. Awesome. That's awesome. I don't know. Who thinks about like putting this on a, I didn't even know pregnancy test can showcase those graphics. I guess if you buy a digital one.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. We're all about the clear blues, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do.
the lines. The next up, Breath of the Wild has a prequel coming to the Switch.
Yep. Which is weird.
Is it a Dynasty Warriors thing? Is that right?
Yeah. It's a sequel to the Age of the Hyrule Warriors game, but a prequel to Breath of the Wild.
Cool.
Now, I never cared for Dynasty Warriors, but that is to say I never played Dynasty Warriors, so I can't really say what I think about it. It just never looked attractive to me. I'm like, eh.
Sure.
But I also didn't know that there was an actual storyline within the Legend of Zelda universe. I thought everything was its own thing. Apparently not. And it's shitty for them to make a prequel on this game. But that's just my opinion. But who cares what I have to say? I'm just a fat old guy on the internet drinking his fat old beer.
That's right. So I think it's a neat way to handle a Dynasty Warriors tie-in again. Like, is it? Because this is the second one they've done.
Yes, the sequel to the other one that
Dynasty
we
Warriors
saw.
Or whatever. I heard it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, if you like mowing down a lot of enemies, that satisfying like feedback loop, I get that.
Ever play that game 99 Nights, I think it was called?
No.
Oh, well, Xbox is really horny to show that you can have a whole bunch of things on the screen at the same time, hence Dead Rising and 99 Nights, where you just have a bunch of people on the screen and you just go crazy and hack and slash all of them. And, so that's what I thought Dynasty Warriors reminded me of. But again, I never actually looked at the video or know what I'm talking about. So, never mind.
The Well, the biggest news in gaming, not the biggest news in our world, the biggest news in gaming this week had to be that the Xbox Series S and X prices were announced. And they're very affordable, I would say. The S is, I don't think we're going to get too into the details of the specs and all that kind of stuff, but I will say that the S is an unbelievable value for the performance that they had claimed. And the X feels at $500 or $499 for the X and $299 for the S. Really, really impressive price points for the value you can get. If now, Kevin, this seems like this is how you get into the Game Pass. As you get the cheap $299 Xbox. I think that's when I don't know. We'll see what kind of mood I'm in. I think I'm going to get an Xbox. I think you should get an Xbox. I know. I don't know why you're so averse to it.
I don't want to buy another system. That's what I'm against. I just got a Switch in December. I don't want to buy another system.
Okay. Well, when you're ready to buy another system...
The Xbox Series F will be out.
The F?
I don't know. I'm just saying the next gen. That's when I'm going to buy the Series X.
Okay. Yeah. Then my point stands then. Whatever. If the affordable version is going to have all these little nice accoutrements that the Big Brother does at that kind of a price point, God.
Well, here's the thing. My brother sent me a text saying, not that, that was a drunk hiccup. He said EA Game Pass is now included in
the EA Game Pass. EA Play is included in Game Pass now.
And he also said the new console can be purchased as a monthly subscription.
Correct.
Now that changes a lot
to me. And it's like $24 a month, and you get Game Pass Ultimate and the console.
Yeah. See, that I can flick my little nipples at, because I'm like, that I can do. I paid like $400 for my goddamn car a month, and I was able to...
You can find $24.
I worked to pay that car. So that car brought me to work, and that work paid my car. It was just an endless circle jerk. But now with this thing, I can do that.
$24. You can find $24.
I paid my student loans. I'm no longer paying for child support. Like, I'm good.
Child care?
I'm joking. Child support. You know when you get divorced and you pay for your...
Yeah, that's... I know. I thought you had to get Hannah a babysitter.
No, child support.
I thought you misspoke about a babysitter.
I have another child.
I know. I know you made the actual joke that I should have given you credit for making.
Yeah.
Lo siento.
Yeah. No, you do that dun-dun-dun-dun for ruining my joke. Yeah. Thank you. No, but that's definitely affordable because I can, that's awesome. I got to find out how to do that. And I will, now here's the thing, Scott, here's the thing. I'm going to go for the $499 one.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go big, you got to go big. I'm not going to buy the cheap version of the new console. I need the new console.
Okay.
And it has discs.
That's worth noting.
But I did a comparison of the two systems as well, like the RAM and GPU and all that shit. And it is a big difference between the S and the X. What the fuck's a teraflop? Like the SX has like 10 and the S has like 4.
Yeah, it's a calculation per second.
Yeah, so if I'm going to spend money on something, I want it to be one of the highest ones.
That's
so, and it's subscription-based.
I will say that the gap between the S and the X of the current of the Xbox One right now is bigger than the gap between the next ones that are coming out.
The S is not big, but the S to the One is big.
It's even bigger. Yes.
Okay.
The Xbox One S is substantially shittier than the current Xbox One X. It's not going to be as big of a gap in the next generation. And I love my shitty Xbox One S. It is a great system. And I have it hooked up to a 4K TV, so it's all upscale. None of it's native. But I enjoy playing Halo on it. I've played Rocket League on it. It plays my Blu-rays great. So, obviously, you don't...
I don't have a 4K TV, and I barely have a 1080p TV. So, 4K means dick all to me.
You don't...
I want it for the Game Pass.
That's what... And exactly. So, that's why I was like, the affordable one is the way what you go, Kevin. Because this is the absolute no-brainer way for you to get into the Game Pass. Battletoads, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, you know.
Streets of Rage, Ori.
Gears, Halo, Forza. Yeah.
Just everything. I would never buy a game ever again except for really Kingdom Hearts or Sonic.
It feels weird to buy a game. Yeah, every now and again, except for Nintendo. Nintendo just has me totally
above a flame.
In their pocket, like, I guess, yeah. Like,
squeal, piggy, squeal. Yeah, exactly.
May have another. So
I think I'm gonna, I mean, I don't know. I could do $100 a month if the subscription, like, minimum is like $30. I could do $100 a month and I could pay off the big one in like 5 months. No problem. I deserve it.
I agree.
I work hard.
I agree. I agree. I think
I deserve it.
And the EA Play. So, like, if you want to play FIFA or you want to see what Madden's doing, you know, like, what else comes in EA Play? Are you getting.
Again, on the PlayStation, the like EA Play is a
Battlefield EA or something? Or
yes. But on the PlayStation, EA Pass is a basket of dicks. Because it's like, here's five games, guys. Have fun. And then you look at the Xbox version, and it's like a just a bunch of games. You're like, wow, what the hell happened here? Because I was thinking about getting EA Pass when I heard about it. But if you go on the EA website, you see the difference of games. They're like, you can get like, NHL 2020 and 19, guys.
I will still ultimately end up with a PS5 as well. Like, so that's not until look, you eventually. Look. Like, right, so that's not what this discussion's about. This discussion,
like, I'm going to get all three again.
Of course. Like, obviously, of course. This is only, Kevin, get hyped. You're going to get Game Pass.
Yeah.
It's really what this conversation is.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I'm glad they announced those prices. And it's affordable. Like, it's, I don't know. I was expecting, I don't know.
On the podcast, they were like, $299 is what the PlayStation 1, like, shook the world with or whatever. You know?
Now, keep in mind, these are American prices. Yeah. So, double those prices in Canada, right? So.
Get the white one. It's small. It's cute. It looks like a speaker.
It has a speaker on the side, doesn't it? That's what it looks like, anyways.
No, I think that's just the vent.
Oh, is it the vent?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big old
Why does your
dummy.
Console need a speaker? Other than the tink to go, tink, on the Xbox I turned on. But the big news in our world is that Scott Pilgrim is finally coming back.
That's why I started the show singing the song from the movie.
Toronto.
Hello again, friend of a friend.
Toronto lives again.
It does. Finally. This is awesome. Not a physical release, but, you know, I'll take it. Even though I can literally go upstairs right now and play this game, because I still have it on my 360. But the funny thing is, I actually recently, last year, I played Scott Pilgrim and paid off his rental fee. And the game was like a rental fee you got to do for like one of the tapes that he returned late. It's like a joke in a comic and in the movie. And, like, the fee is, like, $800,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I played the game so many times that I was actually able to pay off the fee. And you know what your reward is?
What?
Nothing. I was like, oh, yeah. I think that's just a joke. Like, you just paid off and...
well, I guess I can't... that's what it would be. They're like...
Yeah, you wouldn't get a reward for paying off a late fee, right? This is just what it is.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. You had another story. I apologize.
No, we'll go back to that. I added that one after. But Scott Pilgrim... on Twitter, Edgar Wright,
that's who's the director.
You all might want to check Brian Lee O'Malley's Twitter in the next hour. And Brian Lee O'Malley is the creator of Scott Pilgrim. So you went there and there's nothing said. And I was like, this has to be, because Ubi Forward or Ubisoft's thing was today. And I was like, this has to be, well, I was like, this has to be a Scott Pilgrim announcement. everybody was like, this had to be a Scott Pilgrim announcement. And thankfully, it was. Adam on Noguchi finally praised them out, because I remember a few months ago, they're like, you know, release the game, you cowards. Which is cool. So this is the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. Complete edition comes with Knives Chow and Wallace's DLCs. Hopefully multiplayer comes back with some of the best music in video games that I've heard in a long time by Anna Monoguchi, which I even have the soundtrack on Spotify. But if I were to buy it, I definitely would. It's great. It's a great beat-em-up. I know you didn't really care too much about it. You said it felt slow.
Yeah.
Which is fair. It starts slow, but then you progress and get powerful.
I'm thrilled this is coming out.
Yeah.
The online co-op on the PlayStation 3 was trash. It was basically unplayable. But I made it to the end of the game. I didn't.
It was hard.
I didn't love it like everybody else did, but it was rad. It looked amazing. Yeah, the sounds were good. It was clearly a lovingly done project. You know, sometimes you don't like a piece of pizza that everyone says is the best in the world.
This game, I get it. Like, to me, I'm more biased because, again, this game does the movie, the comic.
I was gonna say
I read the comic.
More to it.
Well, I read the comic before the movie. I'm a hipster, and I like the movie as much as I love the comic. And then the game came out. But the one thing they all have in common is that it takes place in Toronto, and I'm from Toronto, and nothing ever is from Toronto. You know the show The Boys? That shit's filmed in Toronto, but they call it New York City. You know, Batman vs. Superman? Yeah, that shit's in Toronto. They call it Gotham City. A lot of these movies that take place in Toronto don't actually acknowledge that it is, in fact, Toronto. I know it because I know the streets that you're on. And Scott Pilgrim, 100%, is a yes, we are in Toronto. So the game takes place in Toronto, which the only other time I can remember we're playing a game in Toronto was Soma and Rampage World Tour. And I'm pretty sure you destroyed a Space Needle in that game and not the CN Tower, because Americans don't know the difference between the two. But yeah, in this Scott Pilgrim, you see the TTC, the buses, you fight on the subway. And one of the parks you fight at, I'm pretty sure, is the park down the street from my friend's house. And when you beat up people, you get coins, but not only just coins, you get loonies and toonies and dimes and nickels the way they look in Canada. So you get a toonie with a little gold center, you get a loonie for a dollar. It's so fucking cool. It's just a little minor details like that. Even though the game is a beat-em-up, I think it's one of the best beat-em-ups, especially playing with two people. Couch co-op is great, or three people, or four people, but the inclusion of the DLC of Knives and Wallace is also just awesome. I just wish there was a physical copy, because we're going to go through this cycle again. They're going to sell it for a little bit, you're going to buy it, and they're going to take it off the stores digitally, and then you can never get it again until the Project F comes out, or Series F, or whatever the fuck I call that system.
Yep.
But yeah. Well, so that's awesome. You. So awesome. So good. I can't wait.
It is worth checking out for sure.
Oh, and it's also available on the Switch, PS4, and what was the other one? Xbox One. Yeah. And holiday 2020. I saw someone on Twitter write this. One thing you may have noticed is that there's no next gen consoles, PS5 or Xbox Series X. And it shows someone stirring their tea saying, we're gonna go through this conversation again in the year, aren't we? But I was not in the new gen consoles, but whatever, I'm happy. So sometimes it's good to annoy the fuck out of publishers. That's funny.
And then PlayStation 1's 25 years old. I thought this already happened.
I thought so too, but then I saw this on N4G and I was like, oh, I guess this is new or happened today. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the PlayStation.
It was 5 years ago and it was the 20th anniversary.
Maybe. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the PlayStation in North America, with Sony releasing the original PlayStation on September 9th, 1995.
Yeah, but didn't they do a PS4 that was all 20,000 of them that was labeled?
That was... Yeah, it has the PlayStation Classic noise in the background.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is that still my theme on my PlayStation 4?
No, well, 25. It was colored gray. It was a limited edition. It looked like a PlayStation 1.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know. So, yeah, 25 years old. That's cool.
Unless you're thinking of the PlayStation Mini.
No.
Which came out earlier. Oh, okay.
No, it was
a PS4 that's cool. Console. Are you a PlayStation boy or a Nintendo boy?
Nintendo.
From back then.
Nintendo.
1995, I'm talking about. Oh, really? Did you have a PlayStation?
No.
I did.
The PlayStation I owned was a 3, and I got that at the very end of the generation. Well, technically, I had a PlayStation 1 in college. I never hooked it up once. Someone threw it away, and I thought I'd take it and I was like, I don't want to play this.
Someone gave me a PlayStation 1 recently. That's why I love being a retro collector. People are like, you want this? I'm like, yeah, give me that. Yeah, fuck this shit. So I have the PlayStation 1 in my closet somewhere.
Nope. I do want a PS2 so I can play Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, and Tiger Woods. That's it.
Right on. Awesome. So. And those were all for news. No sales, because I, A, couldn't find anything good, and B, we had a lot of news, and C, I kind of forgot to look for them, because I was too excited to do the podcast.
That's okay. So, but there were some free games, right, that you had found on the Epic Store?
No, I put that there to not forget the link. There was nothing that stood out.
Nothing, we didn't look. All right, so, Kevin, let's do no deals, boo. That's not, okay. Hey, I have something here that I labeled been playing. Let me see if I attach a sound to it. Kevin, what you been playing, man?
Are we hearing something?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to listen back to what I did. I'm very happy with myself right now.
I'm guessing you did the Toe Jam and Earl music.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that what you put?
That's exactly what's playing right now.
Nice! Dun, 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 that
wow.
one?
Wow!
Yep. Call back to Paranerd's Top Tens. Go listen to those on iTunes. They're still around, even though they're out of sync. Because I feel like editing. So what I've been...
With the pick, I was like, what would Kevin like? Ooh, he'd like Toe Jam and Earl.
Very, very good choice. So some of the games I played, I haven't played a lot. Persona 5. So... I told you about Persona 4 and how I put 40 hours in that game and just wasn't feeling it. Guess what? Persona 5, I put 25 hours in this game and I'm definitely not feeling it. So it's not... It's me. I get it. What happens is that the game opens up too much and I get overwhelmed with all the shit to do.
Okay.
The fact that I gotta go to school, go to class... The game acts like it knows what I'm doing. It's like, go to the subway. I'm like, where the fuck's the subway? I don't know where you... Like, you don't tell me where to go. You just tell me to go there as if I know. Maybe that's supposed to be the point of the game because you're supposed to be the new kid in town and you're not supposed to know where it is. But don't act like I know where it is. There's no... The map doesn't tell me where the subway is. And then you go to school and then the game's like, go to third floor, 3-1. We're in North America, so to me, where would the third graders be? Or not third graders. Let's just say third graders. What floor would they be on in your head? First, second, or third?
Third graders?
Yeah, let's just say third graders.
That's where the little kids are.
Okay, sorry. Third being the highest number.
Then the highest.
Okay, so I forget what grade they told me to go in or what room number. Like, they told me to go to room 1. So I went to, like, the first floor, but I was on the third because it's Japan. So it's like, I don't know, their floor system is weird. So that confused me. I was really digging the storyline. Like, I liked the storyline and I liked the characters. But it's just this whole other side of this game that I just can't get into. The social aspect, the speaking aspect, the traveling and buying shit and learning this and reading books and doing all... I can't. And then I looked up, like, on that website, like, how long to beat. And it's like 140 hours for, like, not 100%ing it. And I can't. It's too long. I can't. I was too overwhelmed. I was like, like, I couldn't breathe just looking at this game. And I'm like, that sucks because I'm really interested in the story. And the same thing happened with Persona 4, where the first dungeon is fine because it's all straightforward. But after the first dungeon, the game opens up and you're like, I can't. Like, it's just, remember in Assassin's Creed when you climb, like, the highest fucking tower and everything on your map just goes, you just see a bunch of, like, different objectives and you're like, I can't. There's too many things happening on my map. I can't. No, off. That's how I felt. And maybe I'll get back to it. Most likely not. Because I liked the way the game looked. I liked the music, the movie, the graphics, everything about the game I liked, except for this overwhelming quality of there's just too much shit to do and I don't want to learn it all. So,
fair enough.
That was my experience with Persona 5. Being someone who likes, you know, straightforward, repetitive shit, I got back into Stardew Valley. I have to give Binding of Isaac a break because that game is making me lose my goddamn mind. I'm only going back to Binding of Isaac because you have to do a daily challenge to 100% the game. And I only play the daily challenge and then that's it because I'm going to lose my mind with the game. I know, Demez, I know I'm letting you down, but I don't know how you do it. I can't. So I got in Stardew Valley because I bought it weeks ago, months ago, whatever, on sale. And my daughter saw it, and she goes, is that the game with the little cow? Because I named her a cow in the Vita version of Stardew Valley. I said, yeah. And she goes, can you play it? I go, why not? So we were sitting together and playing it. And then she's like, Daddy, I'm so hungry. I'm like, shh, one more night. And then the game sucked me right back into Stardew Valley. And have you played Stardew Valley before? Sorry, I got you in a cough. He said no.
No,
I haven't. Have you played Harvest Moon?
Nope.
Okay. Try it.
Nope.
Try Stardew Valley. No? Okay, well, I tried. It's a good, like, it's funny because I was just bitching about how Persona is, like, overwhelming with the social aspect, but Stardew Valley is kind of the same thing, but downplayed. Like, you have to do, you don't have to, but there's a social aspect to it. You could get married. You got to talk to the people. Every day is the same routine. Flower this, do this, go into mines, get this, get cows, get chickens, get goats, get sheep, milk them, put mayonnaise, make fridge, go. Like, it's stupid. It's repetitive. But I fucking love this game. I've been going to bed every night like at 2 a.m. because of this stupid game.
Everybody says it's fantastic. I'm not playing.
It is. And the only reason why I stopped playing on the Vita was because one day I was in the one in-game day. I spent so much time harvesting and mining, and I did so much. And then the game crashed on me. And the Vita has been known to crash for this game. And I was just like, I can't do that again.
That's a risk.
What I just did was too much for me to do it again. Tomorrow, you know what I mean? I can't, and I never touched the game since. So hopefully the Switch one isn't as buggy. It seems like there's a lot of updates on the Switch one than there was on the Vita version, because the Vita one, maybe he didn't update it, where the Switch one is brand new. So, you know, that's the baby that he loves to take care of now.
Sure.
But I love it, and I'm so happy to be playing it again. The other game I played was, surprisingly, Mario Kart Tour on the iPhone, because with the 35th anniversary, you have a bunch of little goals to do. Have you done them? Do them, because you get like a limited edition 35 pin for your like shirt and shit. Like for like My Nintendo pin? Rewards? Yeah, you get like a physical pin if you do these little My Nintendo missions.
I had no idea. I'll have to go do that.
Yeah, so you got to like do a Mario quiz. You got to tell them which ones you for Mario. You got to do a some other stuff on there. One of them, of course, is buy Mario 3D All-Star.
I'm a sucker for that.
I mean, yeah, so if you buy Mario 3D All-Star, you already complete one of the missions because that's how they get you. And the other mission was take part in Mario Kart Tour. They're going to do some 35th anniversary thing in Mario Kart Tour for the iPhone. And I was like, oh, I don't want to play that, but I'll get Hannah to play it and I'll get the goal achieved so I can get this pin set. But they completely updated this game.
Nice.
Have you ever played Mario Kart on the phone? Yeah,
I did not like it.
Neither did I. The steering was all fucked up. It was just a weird game. Okay, so they completely updated this game. Like, it's Mario Kart what you wanted on the phone. So the driving and everything is still taken care of automatically, but you can, A, play the game in portrait mode.
Oh, which is a big step.
Amazing.
Up. Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, as you're playing it and you just flip the phone, it'll just flip the game. So you don't have to do it like beforehand. It was a surprise to see that. And the steering is a lot easier. You can actually move left and right and drag your finger as opposed to this whatever dashing thing that they were doing at the beginning. And yeah, it's just a better game than what it was originally released. So cool. I played the whole round, and I've been playing again with my daughter, give her the phone and she'll play because it's easy. But yeah, they completely updated the game, and this is what it should have been. They have multiplayer online as well. And it's free to play, so
I'll re-download it. I'll give it a try. I got a new phone, so I haven't put any games on it, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah, right on.
Cool.
And those are all the games I've been playing. All
right. I have been digging into Halo 1. Did I talk about wanting to just finish all the first-person Halo stories?
Yes.
So I'm almost there. I've done all of them at this point, but Halo's just not completed. So I've done 4 missions so far, so it's just a matter of time. I'll get those knocked out. That's about 25%.
I hear you're playing these in, like, the weirdest orders.
But I've already played Halo this one 5, before.
3, 4. Okay. But still, like, I play Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, but I always play in chronological.
But, yeah. Yeah. Weird, for sure. Well, I played Halo Reach. So I played 1 in college, and then I didn't play 2 in college, and then I played some of 3, But then I got Reese.
I know, but you're not playing it for the story, though. So no. That's kind of different, too, right?
Make a difference, right? Just need to...
Like, I wouldn't go from Kingdom Hearts 2 to 1.
No, of course
where
not.
Where he's like, hello, Thor, nice to meet you. And then the first one, he's like, who are you? Like, it's...
Of course not. Halo, yeah. You could get away with that a little bit more. It's a little less convoluted of a story. It's a little more straightforward, but...
Yeah.
You know what? I'm also playing it on the old graphics and really like it.
You have that option to HD it,
when
right?
When I can't find a Switch, I put it in the new graphics, though.
Because that's funny, like a Switch on the wall?
Yeah.
Because it's all blurry textures. So you think of HD, and you're like, oh, there it is, it stands out.
It's not even that's that, funny. It's just like, it's better. I mentioned earlier that I did buy the physical All-Stars, just dickheads, but... I got suckered in, so it is what it is, right? At the end of the day, I'm looking forward to having that.
I'm debating, should I pre-order from Amazon as well as Best Buy? Because Best Buy fucked up my Mortal Kombat order last time. But I don't want to have two copies. I guess I can, because I'd probably sell it for $300.
Yeah, you know what? If I know I can, like, make money on it, like, freeing, like, after fees and all that nonsense, if I really could, like, put $20 in my pocket... I would gladly sell it and then get a digital version for... No, I'd need to get it for free. Not just my money back.
Yeah.
I'd need to have $120. So anyways, but that would be worth it for me. I did start Battletoads briefly. I downloaded it. I fired it up. You know what? First impressions were really strong.
Oh, that's very good to hear.
And then I turned it off. Just because it was like, hey, it works. I'll get back to this. And I just didn't.
I heard it was very hard, and the way to play it is on easy.
I wouldn't know that for how little I played.
Okay.
But it was cool. I'm optimistic that I'll like that at some point. It'll be a good one to bust out when I got like a buddy over and I'm like, let's play like a game. That'd be a good one to like try to grind through.
Yeah.
And Rogue Legacy 2 is out in early access, so I bought that. I got 7 or 8 hours into it.
Nice. That's a good amount.
And it is very hard. It's very early. It's early. The smooth. It's good frame rate. The graphics are nice, but it's only
sprites or the that weird animation.
It's the weird animation. And what's funny, man?
It is.
I don't know what like is it. Why in my mind it looked like. Rogue Legacy was not pixelated in my mind. It was not pixel art. Like I just
it was though, right?
It was, and I just remember
it was okay.
And I've played it a shit. I've played a lot of that fucking game. It just like it just was that phenomenon we get where games look a certain way when we say this is how I remembered it would have looked.
Well, the only reason why I remember Rogue Legacy was pixely was because of that giant eyeball boss.
That's what I was the bosses where I was like, that was pixelated. I don't know. I just saw the game for what it was. It was the mechanics. You know what I mean? It wasn't and the feel and stuff is there. There are some different characters. So they've got like a spin attack axe guy. The barbarian's definitely the best by far. They've got archers. And mages that do spells.
Oh, cool. So there's like new, and not just knights.
New classes. And I haven't like enjoyed them very much. I just like the barb. And I need to get out of my comfort zone.
That's that. Yeah.
But the barbs just are such a good grind. And all you want to do is get gold. You can level up. I've completed all of the stat trees so far that's available to me. Except
for
two of them. And I haven't beat a boss. I just unlocked the dash. That was hard as hell. There's this whole other area I cannot beat. I haven't even been able to unlock the boss fight.
Now, let me ask you, for the original one, I know we both completed the game multiple times.
I won whatever. I died less, whatever
the case was. Yes, you did less. Okay. But did you ever beat the neon bosses?
Some, not all the way through.
I only did the eyeball guy, the neon version. Never nothing else.
There were two. Two bananas for me. I wanted to get through the boss see the credits, and that was good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to be like another month, and they're going to... Okay, you know how Rogue Legacy had different biomes that you would go to? There's only one right now, basically. So they're adding more to it. So the game is really early. It's there's a lot of content.
Is it randomly generated still or what?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Even in early access it is. Okay.
Yep. It's just kind of like, you know how the first castle area would rearrange? It's just like you're in that first castle area for a bit.
Okay.
There's technically some other, but they're releasing another one coming up soon. And eventually the game will be all the way. I'm very optimistic it'll be excellent when it's done, but it's not done yet.
Yeah. Fuck. I can't wait.
So, but I was happy to give them $20 because I really enjoyed it.
Sorry, what does early access mean? You bought the game when it comes out completed.
Correct. So I
bought and you're able to play it as a...
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
That's a way to support the game that you weren't made or whatever. But theoretically, they could just stop producing it and you could live in early access forever. I don't anticipate that with Cellar Door.
No.
But I'm optimistic it's going to be pretty great, just like the first one. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think that's going to be it from that stuff. So I think we have a couple of quick comments from Demez, and we're going to call it a show. Give me one sec, and I forgot to bring up his comments.
Anything happening in the chats? Because I don't have any eyes on there.
No, not tonight.
All right. No one wants to talk to me.
Oh, we forgot to promote it this week as well. Dumbass says, hey, you guys got to check out Dumbo. They had a scene there where there's a bunch of black guys working on a chain gang and they don't even have faces.
Oh, I remember that scene. They also have Jim Crow in it and all the crows are like, yo, what's up, Dumbo? Shit. Well, they're not like that, but...
They're jive-talking turkeys.
Yeah, they are. Remember that scene in Airplane?
Yeah, it was exactly what I was thinking of when I made that comment. 100%.
Did you ever see Airplane 2? When
they're in the space shuttle?
No, with a court case.
I saw, it's like a shuttle or something, isn't it? I know I have, but I don't remember it. Or the fucking box art's a shuttle.
No, the box art was two airplanes in the Tangle, wasn't it?
Guess in the twist? I don't know. Maybe.
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
No, I know.
Well, is the joke you know they make? I don't know if I can say it.
Huh?
Say what?
I turned out I haven't seen it. I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh man, his latency is terrible. That was that's terrible. That's gonna be terrible to listen to playback. We both spoke at the same time, and then both said what?
We'll see how the recording comes out.
No, I'm not talking anymore.
Okay. Dumbass says, I agree with Kevin on this, that Mortal Kombat, or that if I got Mortal Kombat, it would have to be on my PS4 Pro. I would skip the Switch version. Certain games, I got the better graphics version or not at all.
Yep. So. Which sucks because it's on sale for the Switch.
That's where I'm at with a 2K21 right now. It's like, I just got to wait for it to drop at a good quality PGA Tour. That's what it.
Oh yeah.
Also, Marvel's Avenger games looks like it's going to be a tremendously huge piece of shit. Check out Jim Sterling's latest video on it if you want to see.
Jim Sterling, man, it's him and Angry Joe. I think it was the Mez probably told me to check out Angry Joe's review of The Last of Us.
Yeah,
I don't like Angry Joe. I've like never liked
Joe either.
And Jim Sterling, I like him. As a person, like, I like him, but I think he's too critical of games. And he's always been critical of games.
Yeah.
When he used to work for Destructoid, I was like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I enjoy Jim Sterling as more of an entertainer. I disagree with him enough. Sometimes he has a good point, sometimes he...
Oh, he absolutely does. He's a smart guy. Yeah. Sometimes he's like so critical on things, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. Dumbass says, Berenstain. I also wonder why all these idiots would say it was Steam when I was a kid, too. I must be really good at spelling and grammar.
So. I feel like that was like a weird trend, and everyone's like, I thought it was Berenstain, too. Yeah. What a weird time. Maybe
we shifted back into the real reality, but we've all shifted back together, so there's like this weird...
If this is the real reality, I want out.
We're back. Get us back to the Steens, please. K. Kevin already knows. I told him on Twitter, I X'd Binding of Isaac 2 save file. Oh, maxed, maybe.
Amazing. I don't know. I've been playing the game for 10 years. I haven't done one save file. So
he says 1,515 hours.
I believe. I check his stats on the Switch every once in a while. And I flipped a bird at it. I'm like, oh, fuck you. The Switch, you can't send messages to people? What the hell's the point of having a friend list?
I don't know.
I wanted to message him, and I wanted to message Dustin, and I couldn't. There's no message option. But you're my best friend on the Switch now.
I am? Oh,
I'll have to
make sure to return the favor. I don't know if I have one selected, so I gotta make it you.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. And on that nice sentimental note, I think we're going to call it a show. If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at classicelite@gmail.com. That's classicL337. Our social media is the same handle. So if you just search for whatever platform you want to find us on, classicL337, we'll be there. And if we're not, we're not there. We have Amazon affiliate links. If you'd like to support the show, shout out to Dumbez. He's always a active participant using our affiliate links. So it's a nice passive way to support the show. And
about Patreon.
Not Patreon. Because we can't keep up with it. You wouldn't get value.
So yeah. No, our goals are too high.
No Patreon. We would disappoint. Make sure to leave us a review if you could at Apple Podcasts. That'd be great. Our RSS feed is available at our website, classicelite.com. Thank you to Ben Landis and Cubby for the use of theme songs. And I want to thank everybody very much for listening to episode 328 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next... we'll see you next week for episode 329. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.